Colonel, in a casual voice, spoke into the microphone a joke, which through 100 earphones broke into the ears of a doomed race. Into the ears of a doomed boy, the fool whose perfectly mannered flesh fell when opening the door for a shell, as he'd learnt to do at school. Conrad luckily survived the winter. He wrote a letter to welcome the auspicious spring, only his silken intentions severed with a single splinter. Was George fond of little boys? We always suspected it. But who will say since George was hit? We never mention our surmise. It was a brave thing, the Colonel said, but the whole sky turned too hot and the three heroes never heard what it was, gone deaf with steel and lead. But the bullets cried with laughter, the shells were overcome with mirth, plunging their heads in steel and earth. Dear, commented in a whisper. The Colonel, in a casual voice, spoke into the microphone a joke, which through 100 earphones broke to the ears of a doomed race. To the ears of a doomed race. To the ears of a doomed race.